Broadcasting sports entertainment, it's Brad, the Dad, and Father Greg, the Smack Daddies.
Excellent. Well, hello, friends, and welcome to the SmackDown review for The Hub. I am Brad the Dad, and running shotgun with me is my tag team partner, Greg Father Feltham.
Bless you, my son.
What did we watch, Greg?
I wish I could answer that question, honestly, at this point, because I don't know I can.
I think we lost a bet.
That was rough. That was a rough night.
Can I ask why we had Brock Lesnar on this show for the last 2 weeks instead of him being on Raw where he can interact with John Cena?
I don't know. I wish I could tell you. Listen, let's be honest here. This is going to be a speed round day because we've got WrestlePalooza coming tonight. So let's get through this episode.
As fast as possible.
We'll cover WrestlePalooza, so why don't you hit that sound, and then we'll go.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah. I finally get to hear what you've been hearing all these years, which is the broken sound effect.
Ah, see?
That's why I have to add it in post. Okay.
All right.
Greg.
Screw it, we'll do it live.
Yeah, well, whatever. No, I just mean I'll add the sound effect in post so that they didn't hear the broken sound effect. Okay, so we start in and we have the walk-ins because we find out all the matches. It's just their way to tell us what's going to happen.
All right.
And Michael Cole then goes, oh, apparently Brock wants to do an interview and he wants to do it right now. And so Cole gets up to do an interview and Brock Lesnar then becomes a predator.
Yeah. Yeah, he becomes something.
I mean, anything else about Brock Lesnar is alleged, but this time he is a full-on victimizing predator, and he picks up Michael Cole like he's a small child, drags him around the ring, pushes him into the ring. Corey Graves tries to talk him down, and I guess Corey Graves is cleared because he takes an F5. We then have all of the police and officials come out. Brock walks away, and then he decides, hey, why not one more for Corey? F5 number two. Corey's dead, and then we get the recap without the... I'm not going to use the sound effect for recap one, Greg, because we had no announcer telling us what we saw.
Yeah. So this was Corey Graves' first in-ring bump in 11 years on television. That to me is mind-blowing that it's been 11 years. But yeah, here we are. And Brad, this segment gives us tonight's title of our show. Because this whole episode of SmackDown, I can sum up in three words. I mean, two, depending if you count the ampersand. But I'm calling this Law and Disorder.
Yes.
Because there's a theme tonight, folks. There's a theme, and you're going to learn it pretty damn quick.
It was either that or toxic masculinity.
Yeah, we're gonna get there.
So we then start with Nick Aldis is in the back, and it turns out the Paul Heyman's here with the Braun Bronze, the Vision, the tag team portion. So the Team Bronze are there, and they're not here for trouble. They're here to see the Usos. The Usos are already in Indianapolis. They've been on ESPN all day. So that's that whole scene. Oh, and we have Brock and Paul cross, and Brock tells Paul we should talk.
Yes, yes, and tells Nick that he's got a lovely suit on.
Great. It definitely worth my 2 hours. Charlotte and Alexa versus Chelsea Green and Alba Fire. Greg, I know this is a speed round, but what happened to Piper?
I don't know, but Team Besties versus Chelsea and half the Hervis.
Okay, so Corey's hurt, so we get Miz.
We do. We get the Miz.
Greg, what do you want to do with this match?
I'm cutting this.
Greg, so basically all this match was the double natural selections at the end for the win. Chelsea and Alexa had no hope.
No hope at all.
We have interactions with the Street Profits and Montez and his friend. They are actually on the same page. And then we have Bo Dallas try to come in and be a stir things up with Montez or with Dawkins after Montez leaves. But Montez isn't gone far enough. So, like, this is the best part of this show, Greg, is the logic. He just went off, like, 4 feet that way, and he's like, I heard everything you said, you dick, and he came back in to attack him. But they get laid out by Big Red, Eric Rowan.
Yeah. Yeah, this was a complete utter waste of my time, to the point that I didn't even put it in the recap.
ESPN Classic, Greg. We have ESPN Class taught by R-Truth. He's first teaching Angel Garza and Santos Escobar.
Correct. And how to subscribe for the ESPN, the new ESPN app that costs you $30 a month. That's already included in your Netflix subscription. You just need a VPN to connect to Canada.
And whichever VPN would like to sponsor this podcast can get a free plug here. If nobody heard a plug, Greg, then it means we haven't got our sponsorship yet.
Yeah, we got to get that actually locked down, because we can do that very easily.
We should. All right. You're the money guy. Homework, Gregory. Homework.
I am not the money guy.
All right, fine. Tell me what to do and I'll do it later. Truth explains that he's going to turn his microwave into a hotspot, which was the highlight of this. If you're going to have to do cheap plugs, have R-Truth do it in the neck brace. It's perfect.
This was not even close to my favorite one, because the next one is my favorite one. And I've clipped that actually into the recap right up, so you can go back and watch the next one. But that's my favorite part. But let's go on to the next segment.
Greg, what are we doing with this? Are we cutting this? Are we keeping this?
The R-Truth ones?
Yep.
We have to kind of keep them for R-Truth, but this is the ESPN stuff is going to get old pretty quick.
It's shameless plugging.
That's right.
You are the greatest shameless of all plugging. Time.
You're maybe it's because I never listened carefully enough. You're tapping away today. You're busy, brother.
I am. Do you know what? That's my bad here. I'm full of energy, it sounds like, today.
You're full of piss and vinegar today.
Oh, well, we're going to talk about piss and vinegar next, because let's talk about Fraxium.
Who come out for a match and then get destroyed by the Vision. And when Paul Heyman tries to cut a promo, they get interrupted by Axiom and Frazier coming back in and getting their revenge. This leads to a match. Why?
Yeah. I don't know, but again, things break down. You have, you know, the same thing happened as what happened in the first segment, where, you know, you've got this big brawl that happens in a melee, and what do you get? You get Nicholas come out and say, you know what, we're going to have a match right now.
Okay. It's a disaster, but Greg, what did he have booked for this show?
Absolutely nothing. So I don't know what Nicholas was thinking on this episode. But he was obviously doing something. I wish I could tell you. But it's one of these teams doesn't belong here. You've got one team who is going to WrestlePalooza tomorrow to take on the Usos. And you have a team that, quite frankly, is nowhere near that. So who do you think's going to happen? What do you think's going to happen in this match, Brad?
They get absolutely destroyed, and yeah, there's some really cool spots, but this match was totally one-sided. Poor Axiom. They are on jobber duty when they were like the best tag team in NXT for over a year.
Yeah.
Greg, you know what the problem, you know what? I have a headcanon theory for you. You ready?
Okay.
I think that R-Truth had seven more of those commercials with every member of the roster because, well, we all know how we feel about R-Truth.
Calling it your precious.
And he's a goddamn national treasure.
Oh, wait. I got that one right there, too, Greg. Here we go.
He's a goddamn national treasure.
That's right.
So, yeah, this match, Greg. The match we just had.
Yeah, you're asking whether we're keeping this? No, absolutely not. I'm sorry. I didn't understand, like, that you were throwing to me to say whether or not I was cutting this match. Of course
Cutting this match. The Usos come out and they're promoting. Greg, right. Are we cutting that too?
On video screen, you bet your ass we are.
I need a new sound effect that's Greg saying, you bet your ass we are.
I'm waiting for next week now, and you bet your ass we are going to be
on the board.
On the board for next week.
My other homework for this week, Greg, is to add in things like Shucky Ducky Quack Quack. That was on my to-do list this week, but I got distracted with my setting up my system project.
I was going to say, I didn't know if you're also going to add Booker T and his and the Devil's Kiss.
Orgasm he had live on television.
Yeah. Yeah, that one.
And if you want Greg to start reviewing NXT, there's a special level on Patreon for that. The Greg Beltham live watch along.
Oh, listen, I watched most of NXT this week.
Can you imagine? I would pay to have you do the do that. Okay, Nia Jax and Destroy Tiffy at this point. Great, another recap. Right. And then Greg, I went and got a drink at this point. I was watching this last night. And I got a drink, and I finished that drink probably shortly during this promo, because I was like, dude, I'm going to bed. Like, Nia Jax.
I literally turned it off when I saw Nia start walking to the ring. I'm like, okay, that's where I'm going to call it tonight. I'll pick it up here at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
What are we doing with this promo, Greg?
So, honest to God, this actually wasn't bad. I actually enjoyed this promo because Nia said everything we're all thinking.
Yeah, and she was honest, because let's be honest, Nia Jax said, we had Nia Jax say the thing out loud, which was, if I could trade bodies with anyone on the roster, it'd be you. If you could trade wrestling skills with anybody on the roster, it'd be me. It's like, wow. And Tiffy is a Barbie doll. And yeah, I mean, she called Tiffy for that. Out for that, Tiffy marches out, talks about the insecurities. She wants to smash her, not in the way that the internet wants her to. So then out comes the everybody on, and then Jade comes out, and she beats up security because Tiffy just is like, I'm not going to fight guys. Jade has no problem assaulting people, and the reward for everybody's bad behavior is that is a three-way match. Not on the PLE. We have to wait till next week for this, Greg.
Yeah, because apparently Tiffy got injured last week and isn't cleared right now. So I was wondering how they were going to get out of this. But like, yeah, so... So what happened in this segment? A melee breaks out, and you know, referees and people have to pull people apart. And didn't we see that already twice this evening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
R-Truth and Dragon Lee. Oh no, sorry, not Dragon Lee. Where's the history of the Lucha Masks by the Raw Dogs? Eric B and Randy C.
That's right.
The best damn Raw review on the internet. Also here on the Hub, Sports Entertainment Network. Guys, I will work on the East Coast Wrestling Heritage Moments. Do you know that Randy Savage wrestled in Halifax?
You know, that could be very interesting. Like, is your vision here like these Canadian Heritage Moments?
Yes, I'm thinking about a Canadian Heritage Moment. And we can talk about some of the incredible bodies we had here in the East Coast. Fat, sure. Old dudes. Barely wrestling, like.
Okay, we're gonna move this along because this is speed round.
Yeah, fine. ESPN, more stuff with R-Truth. The best part of this was R-Truth put his phone in the toaster at the end.
Yes, because he was downloading. I took note of this. Downloading the first season of Witch's Discovery on his pop-up toaster. R-Truth's a goddamn national treasure.
He's a goddamn national treasure. Brock Lesnar, recap of the abuse. Michael Cole so traumatized that he didn't want to talk about it. Okay, Carmelo Hayes versus Sami Zayn, with Miz on commentary losing his mind.
In the U.S. plan challenge is what I'm calling these, because...
The U.S.
One week notice challenge? Yeah. Do you know what's surprising is that we didn't get... a planned challenger for next week yet, so maybe they'll actually take her advice.
Sure. Miz is losing his mind on commentary. This match basically was two commercial breaks, lots of big things, but Greg, what do you want to do with it?
Yeah, this is honestly, I didn't need this tonight. It's a fine match. Don't get me wrong. This does nothing to prepare me for WrestlePalooza. So it wasn't necessary for tonight's show.
Yeah. I'm with you, Gregory. It was. Okay. It's not that it's bad. So I want to make it clear. If you're going to watch one thing from this show, this is the one thing from the show. The problem is that it is it's a busy wrestling weekend.
Yeah, it's a good match to watch. Like, don't get me wrong here. I watched it this morning. You know, I enjoyed this match, but this does not help me prepare for tonight.
The big sequence in the middle was the first 48 being blocked, Blue Thunderbomb being blocked, then Mello hitting the first 48. The other piece was at the end when we tried to get a nothing but net from the top ropes. Zane gets out of the way and he hits the Blue Thunderbomb for the pin. That is my question to you, sir. When is Sami Zayn won with the Blue Thunderbomb?
That's a very good question. It's pretty rare.
And that's great for this concept because he needs something else other than that kick in order to win.
Yeah.
All right, Greg. Damian Priest threatens violence in the back after Kip Williams says that there's a ton of toxic masculinity. And I think it's Kip. I didn't look it up. I don't care. It's one of the Pretty Deadly guys.
It is Kip Williams.
Yes, my Pretty Deadly knowledge is on fleek tonight.
Right.
Greg, and then after he says there's toxic masculinity and Damian Priest just storms in and threatens violence, what does he do? Toxic masculinity and throws Kip through a wall.
A poorly constructed office wall. Like, yeah, yeah. That's where we are here.
Two more recaps after this.
Right.
And then the reintroduction of the MFTs. Does this mean we're only going to get them just showing up for like the next 6 weeks? Because there's a ton of Samoans in that faction.
That's, yeah.
Do you think the other Samoan is cleared? Tangaloa and Tama Tonga are a tag team. And there's Tala Tonga. Do you think we get all three of them together? Plus, poor. I forget his new WWE name.
Oh, JC Mateo?
Poor Jeff Cobb.
So here's the honest to God truth. I don't care because I fast forward through this crap because then I really am done with Solo Sikoa and this bloodline bullshit. So
But aren't you happy they're not wrestling? We're just getting vignettes.
I'm happy for that because they're faster to fast forward through.
Dummy, yeah.
Okay, can we at least agree that Jeff Cobb is getting hosed?
I think we're all getting hosed, bro. Let's be honest here.
Maybe Jeff Cobb is just like, you know what? I've taken a lot of bumps over the years. I get to rest for like my entire WWE run is going to be me taking the odd bump and selling while somebody else runs away. And I don't have to really wrestle matches anymore. And I get paid a lot of money.
Maybe, but let's go to the last segment.
Fine, I know, you gotta go, Greg. Cody Drew. 19 years ago today, they won the tag championships, and you know who's talking about it backstage? No one. This was amazing. He talked about how Drew's done a lot of big things. He's beaten up Brock Lesnar, he's won the Royal Rumble, he's been a world champion, but really what he's been known for most is being a keyboard warrior, not the Scottish warrior that he's been. And he says, why don't you pull out your phone and tweet? And he put, thank you, Cody. He talks about how Cody is.
So at this point, aren't you a little disappointed that there was no mention of Drew wanting Cody's ass?
Yeah, no. I think that line is being forgotten.
Because that was pretty damn funny.
Everything about this show was pretty damn funny today, Greg. It was one of those shows where you just go, this is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah,
but I loved it. You know what? I gotta be honest with you. I loved everything about this show this week when it came to this segment.
We didn't finish this off because what happened after the contract was signed, Brad?
Glasgow Kiss. Well, first Drew responded. He said, "You're the corporate champion, and that used to be a bad thing, and now that's become a good thing because of you, Cody. So thank you, Cody." And then when they both signed, Cody headbutts him, beats him up a little bit, and says, "No, I'm gonna save it because I can't win the title this way because for the first time in a long time, somebody's not a dummy."
Right, and then
they go off there.
No, there was brawling back and forth. Cody's.
I know. I'm like, just kidding with you.
I'm like, no. What happened? The exact same goddamn thing that happened in the last three segments. There was a melee. There was
my notes and Greg. Them. My notes and Greg with brawling around the ring.
So here's what I'm going to say. The hardest workers today on the show were the backstage people, the security guards, and the refs, because this is the laziest book SmackDown we've had in a long damn time, because they just copy, repeat.
The agents in the back too. Let's shout out to some of our favorite wrestlers from the past who are bumping around that ring like champs.
Well, that's why I say backstage workers, like the agents, the producers, like all that stuff. The security guards and the refs. They're the ones who worked the hardest on the show tonight because they had to go out in three segments.
Yeah, this was a lot of garbage, Greg. Like a lot of garbage. So if I had my flush sound effect up, that would be the one I would press right now. Yeah. Let's just flush this crappy thing down and run through the pay-per-view.
No, hold on. Here's what you actually need to watch on the show.
This is your SmackDown synopsis.
You probably want to watch the first segment with Michael Cole and just the whole Corey Graves thing because that was different. Haven't seen that in a while. The next thing you really kind of need to watch is R-Truth with the toaster oven because that was funny. And the last thing you really need to watch on this show is, that's really it. You may want to watch
segment
with Sammy.
And you can watch Sami Zayn match if you're craving a match. And if you're really a completist, the Drew Cody stuff was short. At least it was like 5 minutes. But this show, Greg.
Yep.
Busted. All right, let's do you have the PLE up? I have the Wikipedia up because this is really what we want to talk about. Do we want to talk about both PLEs or are we just going to talk about the WWE one?
WWE one.
Do you know how many matches are on the other one, just out of curiosity?
18, probably.
Something like that, including the pre-show. So this is WWE Wrestlepalooza.
That's right. So let's start at the bottom here with the match we were just talking about. Cody Rhodes versus Drew McIntyre.
Ugh. Is this actually going to end clean? That's my question to you.
Is it going to end clean? I think so. I think it's going to end clean. I think it's going to be Cody winning.
I hope it's not. I hope
that it's Drew.
I kind of hope Drew wins.
I mean, I could see that happening, but I think that is less likely.
Why, Greg?
I just don't see Drew taking it off Cody right now. I think Drew is going to devolve a little bit in this feud. I think this is going to take a little bit of a longer burn.
Yeah, I think you're right. I wouldn't mind Drew winning this match. Oh boy. I forgot about this match altogether.
Which one?
Io Sky versus Stephanie Vaquer. Like, Greg, I feel so bad for these women because neither of them gets to take the title off Naomi because of the pregnancy, which congratulations again, Naomi. But there's obviously there's only one person that can win this match.
100%. And it's definitely not Io Sky.
Yeah, it has to be Stephanie Vaquer. The only question is what kind of shenanigans we get on the outside.
The only question I also have here is do they bring in Booker T for guest commentary?
So that he can have an orgasm live on screen?
Yeah.
Okay, this is the best built match on the card. Number three, Greg. CM Punk, AJ Lee, Seth Rollins versus Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch. Spousal abuse match? No, wait. Good housekeeping match? I'm not sure what you would call this. It's a mixed tag match, which means the women fight the women and the men fight the men, but...
Correct. There will be some shenanigans. AJ Lee will throw a hit on Seth Rollins, I'm sure. Becky Lynch will probably do the same on CM Punk. It's what always happens in this type of thing. But this is going to be AJ Lee pinning Becky Lynch here to win.
Which will set up a feud for the women's IC title. One of the few titles that AJ has never won.
Yep, 100%.
The Usos, Jimmy and Jay, team up against The Vision, Bronson Reed, and Bron Breakker.
The Bronze. So do we call this the Brains versus the Bronze match? I don't know.
Which the Usos or the Brains in this equation?
I mean, do the Bronze seem like the Brains?
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. All right. I guess you got to give the Usos credit because they have been on this roster forever.
Yes. Yes, they have. This is the match, honestly, of the night that I really don't care about. This is your bathroom break match for me.
Okay, I'm going to say that the Vision is winning because the Usos don't lose anything by losing. And somehow we're getting our boy LA Knight involved, which is going to lead to shenanigans and probably a feud between LA Knight and Jimmy. Oh, no, sorry, Jey Uso. And Jimmy's going to be stuck in the middle between his brother and his bro.
Sure. I mean, that this match is the one that's most likely to devolve, I think.
Okay, over under 30 seconds for John Cena, Brock Lesnar.
30 seconds of what?
Well, Brock's killing John.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, okay, we're going to have a nice little debate.
John Cena's winning this match.
Really? How?
100%. John Cena on the retirement tour here. Having John Cena lose doesn't make sense at this point. John Cena needs to win this so that way when he does lose in his last match in December against, rumor has it, Gunther, then that makes that match worth something. But John Cena's got to pull a string of wins here to get ready for that match. So I think John Cena's beating Brock Lesnar in this match.
I was going to guess John Cena loses this one and wins in Australia.
I don't think that we're going to get John Cena versus Brock 2 in Australia.
Brock gets paid enough money, he'll fly somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, then Greg, this is going to be a longer match then? I think John Cena is going to take a crap load of suplexes.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't disagree with that. I think this is going to be a brawl more than a match than anything else. I'm curious to watch this one.
This match is going to either be a great match or a terrible match. Who knows? Well, Greg, our speed run took 30 whole minutes today.
All right, cool.
So thank you for listening. Good luck. Happy Wrestling Day. AEW has a ton of stuff. Our buddy Eric is going to be going to the AEW show and the press conference afterwards. So enjoy yourself, Eric. And I don't know about you, Greg. I'm settling in for a long day of wrestling. I know you got stuff to do, so you'll probably catch up later. But boy, it's a lot of wrestling.
I was going to say, I'll put on Palooza. I might throw on AEW if I get some time a little bit later. Are we doing a recap of Palooza?
I don't know if anybody's doing it, but maybe if we can connect tomorrow, we can do a recap.
I was going to say, we'll figure something out. Maybe we'll do one.
We can even do it tonight. I got nothing to do. I'm going to be sitting
home. Yeah, it's like me. I think we're going to play some video games on the deck and then afterward. But yeah, we'll figure something out. Maybe we'll put something out there.
Maybe we'll give you a surprise recap of Palooza.
All right, surprise of Palooza.
Surprise of Palooza. If we do one, that's what that's called.
Yeah. All right.
Enjoy. Happy Wrestling Saturday, friends. And okay. From Brad and Greg, goodbye, friends. The revolutionary podcast in sports entertainment. Father Greg and Brad, the dad bless you all with the lovely tales. But Friday night, SmackDown and beyond, go to the outer limits of your mind with